Hello.
Yep.
Hello, good evening. My name is Edgar. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answer will remain confidential. Tell me.
Okay.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. No. Okay, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You're definitely going to vote, very likely, somewhat, not very likely, not at all?
Definitely. We'll vote.
Thank you so much. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you so much. Now, what is your main racial background? Anglo, Hispanic, African American, Asian, other?
What was that again?
What is your main racial background? Anglo, Hispanic, African American, Asian, other?
Other.
Thank you. Other like
whatever it is you got other there, put that down.
Okay. Now, what is your age between 1835, 3645, 4655, 5665, over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, will you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Flooding, sea level rise, and environment resiliency? Traffic congestion, inflation, and the cost of the things like gas and groceries, proper insurance costs, corruption in city government, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing, crime and neighborhood safety?
Affordable housing.
Thank you. Now, you will not be given a list of some public official in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. What about Miguel Gabela?
What's that again? What's that name again?
Sure. I will give you a list of some public official in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard about it, you can indicate it as well. Do you know or do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about Miguel Gabela?
I've never heard of him.
Thank you. What about Christine King?
I've heard of her. Favorable.
Like very favorable, somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What about Manolo Reyes?
I've heard of him.
I'm sorry?
Somewhat.
Okay. Damian Pardo?
Not familiar.
Not familiar, okay. Eileen Higgins?
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Joey Carollo?
I'm familiar.
Okay. Keon Hardeman?
I'm familiar with him.
Raquel Regalado?
Familiar.
Not familiar, okay. Francis Suarez?
Familiar.
And the last one, Daniela Levine Cava?
Very familiar.
Okay. Now, in the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Joe Biden, Democrat?
That I'm not disclosing.
Okay. Okay, let me make this quick as possible. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendum that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if will you vote yes in favor of the measure or no against. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allowed adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allowed medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize the violations of federal law, establish possession limits for personal use, allow consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election will help today, will you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or no against?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor about this one?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election will help today, will you vote yes in favor or no against?
Against.
Thank you. And will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely.
Thank you. And there may also be a City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall city amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and required at no cost to the city. So previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian prominent along Biscayne Bay. If the election will help today, will you vote yes in favor or no against?
No.
Thank you. Will you say definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Now, you will not be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve it or disapprove of each. Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, strongly somewhat approved, or disapprove of strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Thank you. What about reducing the overall amount of development?
Disapprove.
Allowing office space to be included?
What was that again?
Allowing office space to be included?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last one, creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, you will be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. Let me make this very quick. This proposal will update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the Macardo Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow a better public access along the Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less urban development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail built and a fewer hotel rooms built than voters has previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no dollars will be used. Knowing this, you vote yes in favor of this referendum or against?
Against.
Definitely, probably?
Probably.
Okay. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing that you like most about you was you heard?
Affordable housing.
Okay. Housing. Thank you. And what is the one thing that you like most about what you just heard?
I like most.
You dislike? Dislike what? Most?
No, I don't know. I'm undecided.
Okay, not a problem. It's okay. Now, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? If will we make no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Undecided.
Okay. Now, there is another proposal that could be appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park. This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor or no against about this one?
Undecided.
Okay. And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposal of Watson Island? Watson Harbor and Jungle Island. I support both of these proposals on Watson Island. I support the Watson proposal, but not the Jungle one. You support the Jungle Island, but not the Watson, or you are positive both?
Jungle.
Pardon?
Jungle Island.
You support the Jungle one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Just one, two questions more. And regardless on how you may feel today, from whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Beg your pardon? What did you say?
Yeah. Regardless of how you may feel today, from whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Biden,
that's
Trump,
personal.
Someone.
That's personal.
Pardon?
That's personal.
Okay, not a problem. Got you. It's okay. Okay. Do you think Miami is growing and developing? Fast,
yes.
Slowly? You're thinking too fast, too slowly, about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. If you were to level yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
That's personal.
Not a problem. Just one last third question. What is the last grade or formal education you have completed? High school, some college.
2 years college.
Thank you. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time, ma'am, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.